Hi, everybody. Thanks for listening to Horrible Decisions. Today, our podcast is brought to you by motherfucking nobody. So if you want to advertise on our show, we would love to have you. Anything from your sex toys to your wigs to your Fashion Nova jeans, whatever it is, any products you're selling.
To your meal plans, whatever it is, because, bitch, I'm about to lose this weight.
Tummy tea, you know what I'm saying? Whatever it is, send it to us. We can advertise it. Send me your tea. I'll talk about the great shit I had and how there's no more, you know, weight on my stomach, all of it.
We'll do it. So you guys can go ahead and send those ads to us or whatever sponsors you want to us to do. I guess however you fucking say that shit, you guys can send it to us at our email. It's at horribledecisions@gmail.com. And that's horrible spelled WHOREIBLE. decisions@gmail.com. I have to spell it. I know you hate when I do fucking alphabet city up
because
in this
bitch. They can't spell whore, I don't want them to advertise. Don't have a fucking business. Shit. All right, here's my song for you because you were in Vegas all weekend and your voice sounds kind of fucked up. So
this is the song.
Do you know all the words?
And do your job. Late on the bed. Ain't give me head. Don't have to ask. Don't have to beg. Truth is my name. Sex is my game. Here we go. Let's call the boys. Let's run a train. Squeeze on my nuts. Lick on my butt. The natural curly hair.
See,
please don't touch.
I knew the intro, and that's because I'm the less slutty one of us.
It's a song.
All right, bitch.
I know. Anyways, guys, welcome to yet another episode of Horrible Decisions. I swear I didn't make all the horrible decisions I sound like I did in Vegas.
You fucking do. Please send that tummy tea, because maybe it'll help with their fucking throat.
Shut the fuck up. Well, this is your girl, Mandy B, a.k.a. Full Court Pumps, a.k.a. That Motherfucking Bitch. And who is you?
I'm just Wheezy with no surnames, BKAs. I don't have a gang name put up. I don't have a Twitter. All this shit Mandy be doing. I don't know. Do you have a Model Mayhem account you'd like to give them
bitch,
to?
Bitch, don't do that. Because if you Google Wheezy, your Model Mayhem come up, motherfucker.
That's now I have to delete it. Bitch, let me tell you, all of my God, I was so poor back then, dude. I did photo shoots for like $80. I was like, you need a nipple? Sure. As long as
listen,
my face isn't in
right?
it.
Shut the fuck up.
Anything.
Well, I am just, I do want to let you guys know how much we are taking this show very serious. I literally just landed today, a couple hours ago, and we're now recording for you guys.
From the Thought Weekend. If any of you guys know, it's Memorial Weekend.
Memorial Day
and
weekend.
Vegas is the place to go be a slut. I mean, have a good time. And, you know.
You know what's crazy? I wanted to be a hoe. I was ready.
Did you?
I was like, whether I take two or three or maybe four dicks this weekend, it didn't matter.
Do you mean at one time?
I was ready.
Not at one time,
but I was ready. And it actually ended up to where I ain't even get no motherfucking dick, bitch.
I just don't understand
no
how you
dick.
Don't get fucked.
So this is the problem,
that's
right?
That's the only reason that everybody goes.
I know. But I think I was just too on my head. What happens is I probably should have gotten dick.
So good.
I probably should have gotten dick before I left. So because I was so up on it, I was just like, okay, there's a certain person whose dick I was ready to have. Actually, brothers. I was ready to
Excuse
do
me?
Both of them. Long story. Anyways, there was
these brothers
out there.
You landed and I was like, oh, tell me what
God,
happened.
And I was like,
fuck brothers at the same time?
Well, I was having his friend set it up. And he was like, well, which one do you want? I was like, it doesn't matter. Like, both of them doesn't matter. Like, but it just... It didn't happen.
And we have a guest today, and I didn't know that you were going to be the skanky.
Well, listen, no. Those were literally... I think that was the only dick I really wanted out there, because we've talked about this.
Dicks.
I don't like new dick, though. That's why I fuck the same guys year after year after year after year. And I had no old dicks in
shit.
Vegas.
Year after year after year.
I know. Then I get in my feelings
just
and want to cut
curious,
everyone off.
Like, if you fuck... Okay.
Okay.
Two brothers.
Uh-huh.
Like...
We talked about that. That's how I met my ex. I fucked his
do
brother
first.
Do they
do first. That whole Eiffel Tower high five thing like white boys? Because they can't.
I don't know.
Anyway, we
I
should
ended
just
up not fucking them.
Yeah, you know, I'm really excited because this was part of the Have You Ever. I didn't know you were. Okay.
I was ready, but listen, guys, as much as I was ready, I think I'm getting to that age now where I can't be the whore I used to be. And I think it's like fucking with me.
I ain't gonna lie, 30 wouldn't stop me, bitch. Fuck that. My pussy gonna be seasoned. My kegels are gonna be fleeky as fuck. I've been practicing since high school.
I know, all guys, yeah.
Do you know? I could hold a pencil.
Oh my God. Well, when I went to Thailand, real quick, because I'm going to have you practice this. When I went to Thailand, we went to the ping pong show. I don't know if you guys have ever been to the ping pong show.
Oh God.
So what this bitch did on stage was she took a marker. She yelled across the room, "What is your name?"
Ugh.
And she sat on top of a sheet of paper and wrote this nigga's name with a pussy.
So in Amsterdam and in Thailand, I saw them take the marker and write "bad boy" on somebody's chest.
Oh God,
it was disgusting.
Look!
I just want to know.
Tahoe is yawning. He's ready.
Fuck if you could write my name with your pussy, bitch.
Why do you not? That was impressive.
That's skill.
I don't give a fuck. That shit don't mean that shit tight. That shit don't mean that shit.
By
good.
The way, guys.
Wait. But you know, it was about, old bitch. Bitches doing it. You it see why I said dude, 4 years
bitch
away.
Bitch doing all kind of unnecessary tricks with that pussy.
My pussy about to be Crayola ready.
That means
4 years.
That means it's tight. Okay. Anyways, clearly, guys, we have a guest on the show today, and I'm excited. I don't know if you guys are familiar with him, but he goes by the name. Do you want to introduce yourself and tell them?
Wait, I like the accolades. Go ahead.
You like it?
Saying, compliment.
He goes by Tahoe, guys. He's amazing. He's from the podcast So Shameless, that's alongside right. Passport Cuddy.
We already Cuddy, were standing over Cuddy last.
Yes,
week, so.
And so this is
I feel like I need
co-host.
To give it a break of being a groupie, even though you're really fucking cute. And
listen, I didn't know he was.
I don't
this
know
cute.
How much you listen to the podcast, but
I'm with the shit.
I was telling Mandy, I haven't fucked a bunch in a long time, and I feel like I got to get back to my roots. It's just not fair.
Let me see you stand up for a second. Turn around.
No, I can't. I don't have a bra.
Please don't.
No, please. Because Mandy been talking about I ain't got no ass, and I just don't want to go through this.
Somebody told her she had an ass the other day on the train, and I was just like, "Girl, did he have a sing dog?
Bitch,
was he walking with a cane? Like,
go fuck yourself."
Okay. Anyway, well, Tahoe, we're gonna go ahead and get into the shut up. The way we like to start our shows tricks. Off with guests, we like to start off with a little "Have you ever?" Mm-hmm. And so we're gonna go ahead and start up. Do you want to start the "Have you ever?" Or do you want me? Actually, we're gonna go ahead and start.
I actually don't have it. Can you send it to me? But I already know mine. Let's jump in because Mandy said she's about to have 2 dicks. Have you ever had a threesome?
And I thought this was a grown-up podcast.
Have you ever had it with male, mm-hmm. male, female?
I've done almost everything on this planet besides getting pegged in my ass.
So, male-female threesomes, like...
Several times.
I'm just curious, right? Because, to me, ain't no big deal with a little bit of, like... I don't know. Have you done a double blowjob?
Oh, my God.
Two dicks in the mouth at the same time.
Nah, I'm not...
Look, so, basically...
Opposed to,
basically, where she's getting
at. Touching. DP, like, things like that. A lot of men have told me they won't do DP because you
gotta
touch.
This is where she's going. She's going with the touching. Have you slapped balls with another guy?
Yeah, I'm just not interested in slapping nuts.
He's not interested.
So I might lose it. I ain't gonna lie. That might be the one thing that would be like, that should just go down. Like, let's just go do something.
So wait, what's the turn on? Like, how do you, is it weird to like, do you have to be like, don't, no, we can't touch?
Nah, you ain't even got to move in that direction. Like, boom, when I did it, my man was in my living room fucking a chick and I was asleep. So all I hear is the shit. Wake up. My dick woke me up first. My dick was like, yo, wake up. Nigga, wake some up. Shit going on in the other room. Ain't no burglar, nigga. They fucking. I woke up. I looked around. I was like, oh, shit. So I'm hell. Sitting there looking.
Wait, and he just had you join? Or did the girl call you?
Let me show you how I move. You know what I mean? So I'm watching. You know, I'm watching this shit, and the shit was looking good. You know what I mean?
But have you done that before? Or was that your first and only time?
I've had it done. I was fucking this nigga's girl and he walked in.
Oh my God. Wait,
I knew the nigga. But I was fucking her first. I knew her first. I was fucking her first and he wiped her up. You fucked my jump. You wiped up my jump. So he walks into the trap. Like we was this back when I was young.
So
he walks into the trap.
I'm so happy you're here.
And sees this girl sucking my dick. So he's like, damn. So what you gonna do?
He didn't get mad. He joined
in. How you gonna get mad at me? First of all, you can't.
I'm sorry.
Like, how
you
that?
Wiped my jump. You knew I was slutting this bitch out.
But
like,
you still kept fucking her after he wiped
so
her
So he knew
up?
You were fucking her?
Yeah.
Okay, well.
So why you... I always was like, why would he do that? That's corny. Like, now you cuffing her.
Walked
you
into
know
her house?
I used to do her, huh?
He walked into her house?
He walked into our house. We was a trap. It was a trap house. All of us. We used
oh,
to do
my God. Yeah.
Have I ever fucked in a trap?
I can't. I'm sure you
so
have.
The nigga...
I'm sure
you tell you what really happened. I mean, see, I got to finish both stories, but the nigga backs his man out, and this nigga had the biggest dick in all the universe, and just starts pounding this bitch out, and on some aggressive shit, while she's sucking my dick, he just starts bang, 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 and she's just like losing her mind, and just like dropped my dick out her mouth, and I'm just laying there now like, yo, this is crazy.
This all is
yeah, I'm like, confused. Why this nigga just, yo, this is unnecessary, yo, my nigga, calm down.
So, okay, that wasn't, did you come?
I left. I just left. I didn't come. I went. I grow.
So wait, there were no words. He just jumped in and started fucking. Damn. Yeah, you see how ego works, bro?
Shit. Damn, that's it.
I was so turned off.
One of my homegirls had a threesome recently with a dude that she's with, ex-boyfriend, excuse me. His boy comes in. They fucking. He's enjoying it. Everybody's going good. She said she started sucking the other dude's dick so good, and he was making noise, and he was like, the boyfriend was like, you gotta go, bruh. You gotta go. While the dude was getting his clothes, she said it was the best dick he ever gave me. Ever.
I'm sure. That's like, a little
that's
intense.
How ego fucking works. You know what? I give my best performances in threesomes, though.
No, I'm. Yes. Yeah, I think I do too.
Dude, the dick that I suck in a threesome, bitch, I make them be like, oh my God. Would you like me to teach you, Michelle? Come on.
Let the record show I will be fucking wheezy.
She'll get some black dick.
Let the record show that
the black
shit
dick
is
coming.
She will
it's
be
coming in her mouth.
Shut the fuck up.
No, I'm just like, okay, so I have.
Shy today.
Andy, don't get shy. Man.
I have another question. So, have you ever bought pussy?
Yeah, of course.
Of course.
Dominican Republic, man. You go over there.
You know. How much
why
was
did
it?
Like that didn't count.
Like, oh, DR. That doesn't count.
Pesos and shit. I don't know. Like, it definitely
is
be
it
like.
Pesos in DR?
As much it's be about as much as a Poland Spring, like yeah.
No,
that's why I understand when
the did he just
over
say for those of
like,
our Florida listeners, Poland Spring is like Zephyr Hills, Aquafina, Dasani, but cheap. Right. Than
that's
that.
Why it's I very cheap. When the Dominicans come over here and y'all be acting like you know bartenders be
they the bullshit. Yeah. They be out there.
Bitch,
fucking
I done paid $3 for your aunt.
Wait, okay, so have you bought pussy off like the internet, like U.S. like Arrows, backdoor pussy?
I ain't really got to do that. You know?
No, I mean, okay.
Not that.
But it's for the fun of it. I feel like
you got to do to survive out here. You do what you gotta do, man. Don't let nobody shame whatever you do.
Have you ever just wanted to buy pussy just to not deal with a bitch, though? Because I feel like that's why good looking.
If I didn't
that's why attractive people buy pussy, I think.
Absolutely.
Like, think about it. When you see, like.
Money.
Well, no, it's also different. It's also different because it's also, and of course, I know guys who. They don't want to see it as buying pussy, but a lot of times what they'll do is they'll give the bitch money, and it's like hush money. Like, bitch, you're not really going to sit here and talk about what the fuck we just did, and bitch, I just paid you. Like, so a lot of times I know when guys buy pussy, it's security. To basically, yeah, it's like a security. Like, all right, bitch, you can't say nothing now. Like, we got an arrangement.
That happened to me before.
Oh.
And, like, I didn't know what was happening.
How do you not know you're getting money to shut the fuck up?
Let me start by saying, the dude worked for, let's say, finance firm, whatever. In his 40s, really good looking. We went out.
I'm already not attracted.
I'm so embarrassed already because like it just feels like such a hoe. So this was before I lived in.
I like young guys.
You look a little like late 30s.
You're 42 years old.
No way.
I
don't want to
say it, but.
Fat.
Oh, wow.
So you know how I guess that? You came in here and you brought something. And I always feel like men that I've dated in their late 30s or 40s always come to my house and bring something like. Anyone
this
that comes
is
in your
shit.
Space.
It's called Pineapple Express.
Whatever the fuck it is, he still is brought shit. Something. That's it's the first guest who did that.
And it's really good, by the way, guys.
Yeah, that's.
So we'll plug it.
That's
when you guys listen,
shit.
It'll be plugged.
They don't
it'll
have it in
plugged.
Their 20s. We know your little
what
boys.
What you talking about plugging? You see, you like plugging too much.
I do like plugging. What? I want people to know
when
you
say plug,
you
I'm thinking you fucking a nigga in the ass. Like, I can't.
Oh, my
can't
God.
We say peg, talking. Not plug.
Wait, that is peg, not plug.
When I hear plug, it's I think
of you're thinking
pegged,
butt plug?
Plugged, none of that.
That's not what it means.
Drop the name of the shit.
It's not what it means. It's a peg. Plugging. Have you heard of plugging a guy?
Yeah, I mean, no. I know about
me. Plug. Yeah, girls use plugs, not guys.
Nah, guys get pegged. Traps.
Girls like, use their butthole strapped. Too, not guys. But go ahead.
About the dude that tried to pay me. Oh.
Oh yeah.
I don't know. I can't remember how it happened. Like we were having this great night. It's like 3-4 a.m. And he kept handing me hundreds to go to the bar. And every time I handed him cash, he's like, "No, you can keep that. No, you can keep that." Then finally, we were at the strip club and he gave me $500 to go get a drink. And then I said to myself, this is for your vagina. This is not for Stoli. So when we got back, I started to get nervous. So I tried to hand him his money back. And he's like, no, sweetie, you keep it. Ain't that the sugar that I told you? Sweetie, you keep it for you. It's no big deal. And I told him I needed to get an Uber to go back. And he was like, no. I'm at the JW and we'll get it to go there. And I was so fucking scared because I was like, I've been sitting here kind of silently taking this. Did I silently agree to fucking you tonight? And I just didn't know what to
absolutely,
do.
Absolutely, that's what you
so
were doing.
So you fucked him.
Not until like the next week, dude. Fuck.
Same thing.
I had a little class. I was like, same no, thing. I'm not doing this. And then, you know.
Same thing.
So, he was super cute. We still
put
talk.
He put the pussy on layaway.
That's what it was. He was
I'm
making
tell you
down
what,
payments.
I felt like
down
I, was,
payments on
I felt
the
like I wasn't paid for it only because I let him keep taking me out, and whether he spent the money or not, I fucked him when I wanted to. Mm-hmm. So
it's your sense of
girl,
control.
Girl, she stay trying that's to make
see, the niggas with bread, they don't care you. About that kind of
dude,
shit.
Dude, if you have, I mean, I'm going to easily assume he made anywhere from $250,000 to $500,000.
Right.
1% of your money is...
Well, no, I told you I feel that way, too. Like,
what's a
like,
few hundred dollars?
Like, I have a friend who
what's
I deal with...
$1,000?
Yeah, I have a friend who I deal with often when he comes to town or whatever, and he'll be like, okay, well, here's your Uber money. Mind you, he calls me an Uber on his phone. So I think we just... It's kind of just like a nice way to say, here's your...
Have y'all ever had a threesome together?
Hell no. Everybody asked no.
These we're drinks not, are starting to make me look at y'all.
Oh, my God.
We're too different.
We're not each other's types.
What does the fucking personality have to do with a good sex
session?
We're
not each other's types.
No.
Y'all are some prudes.
No.
We know each other too well,
and we've known each other way too long. Like, no. We've known each other like 10 years. Mm-hmm. So it's just... She's just not my type.
Plus, like, you know when you know how much of... You know someone's deepest, darkest hole.
You've never seen Weezy suck a dick.
We talked about
it. No, you have not.
I haven't seen you suck a dick, mm-hmm. but she got fucked in front of me. But that was when we were 16.
Yes.
It was Memorial Day weekend in Miami.
Shut the fuck up. You won't
okay,
let it go,
I'm not.
Move on
but he
life.
Has.
I have a 401k. You fucking whore.
Right.
And
so
here
do
we
I,
are, just
so
bringing this shit up.
Let the record show. Weezy's nipples are getting hard. Yes.
Well, it's because she doesn't have a bra on today.
Let's talk about it.
But no.
You know what? Let me just say for the record, I'm wearing a hat today because I didn't get my hair done. Jesus. I'm not wearing a bra because I got my titties done.
Hello.
I'm never going to wear a bra. You wear a hat when your hair ain't done, but you never wear a bra. Shout out to my boy James. He said a bra is just a hat for your tits. And I paid for them, so I don't need one. Ever.
I know, that's right.
This shit is jumping. What are we talking about?
So, do you want to bring up the kink of the week? Normally we don't, but we do have a kink of the week this week.
Yeah, so I don't know if you listen or whatever, but we do kinks of the week where we bring up something. Sometimes it's things people know, like golden showers or whatever, but
we
this is
about
one.
Snowballing a couple episodes ago.
Actually, I don't even know if this meant to flow into it, but it's called FinDom, a.k.a. financial domination. It's a fetish lifestyle, particularly the practice of dominant women, where a male submissive is the money slave, pay pig, cash
wallet. Human wallet.
Yeah, human wallet.
That sounds like dating in the black community, right? Like, that's basically it.
No,
dating
no,
a
no,
scammer.
No.
Well, yeah, let me wrap it up. It's compared to erotic humiliation. There's no virtual like further intimacy between the two, but it's more like you are this cash slave and
you're
I'm the mistress.
Yeah.
Talk a lot of shit to them to get them to give you the money. It's a total power exchange. The submissive may grant all of his or her money saved and earned to the dominant. In addition, much more aspects of their autonomy. Not uncommon that both partners have an intimate relationship, but it's generally just money. Could be distinguished as sugar daddy, sugar baby relationship, but it's generally not given from the other side.
Yeah. So it's for guys who are trying to understand it, it's basically a woman who will humiliate a guy, call him a loser, call him, you know,
right.
all of these names, the aspect of humiliation, either in the bedroom or out of it. And basically, he gets aroused. He gets an erection.
There's
from
a lot of like webcam
this.
Shit like this. Like yeah. women I've seen on Sex Now on HBO.
Like send me.
They're
your
like,
money.
Yeah, my name's Casey. I'm 22 and I'm in college yes. and I'm just a webcam model. I don't have to show my ass or my tits. I'm not doing that. So my family's, you know, they think I'm doing something else. They always talk like that.
Yeah.
I don't want to degrade myself at all. I just get in a bikini and I go in front
of
the webcam
of
and I just say, "You're a fucking bad boy. You loser, little bitch. You're gonna give me your money? What do they call it? Their tokens and shit. They gotta pay.
No, you gotta pay with tokens.
Yeah,
it's really cash. Like webcam models pretty much do.
On Snapchat last night, it's funny because I picked this kink before we came in here. On Snapchat last night, there's this whole story on it, and this dude was saying that he spent over $200,000. He looks super regular too, like 9-to-5 guy.
Right.
$200,000 within the last 3 years doing this, and he like really enjoys it. He says he felt like he couldn't be himself in other relationships. Like he just loves being humiliated. Now, I will say. I can't relate from money, even though I've spent money on chicks or whatever, but I like to be submissive and be called like slut, bitch, whatever, but it does, I get how somebody can want to be humiliated. Like when you're in a dominant role all day long, like sometimes it's
have
nice.
Have you ever had a female that wanted to be humiliated? Like, have you had a girl that ever, while you were in the bedroom or whatever, asked you to call her a slut, a bitch, or spit on her face, or like there's a lot of forms of humiliation.
You said 42. I feel like it's a yeah.
I had a chick, and I spoke about this before. We fucking, and in the middle of it, she's like, "Come in my eye."
Wait, what? She asked that? Like,
I've seen that on Pornhub.
Wait, seriously? No, but it makes your eye red.
No, every time. Every time.
Did it freak you out or you just...
Nah, yeah. Come on, come here. Bring your eyes over here.
Wait.
Bring your eyes over here. Come here.
Bring your eyes over here.
Man, she's laying there. You know me, I go to sleep. She's like, you wasn't going to give me a tissue. I had the eyes closed and shit. I'm like, yo, the tissue over there.
What? Oh, my God.
God damn.
Eyes just closed like a motherfucker. Look like a sick cat.
Because actually, that's pretty humiliating. That's a weird...
No, that's pretty humiliating.
No, I don't
mess
with that.
Yeah,
but,
you know, I love
it.
I will tell you one thing, which seems very basic, but I won't let dudes come on their face unless I feel like they respect me enough. Like, I don't let dudes call me sluts.
I know, you do.
Something
yeah.
about the face thing, even I though love I love it. It. I love to be smacked. I love it. But, like, if I'm just having sex with just... If I just need to get fucked, like, I don't...
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, I lie to certain guys. I mean, probably can't lie much after this podcast. But I've dealt with guys where I've told them I didn't suck dick just because I really just didn't want
to
suck
dick. Sometimes fluid exchange,
like,
because I like to do it so much. It's too intense.
You got a sucking dick face, though. You look like you were born sucking dick. Like, you look like you just popped out and sucked the doctor's dick or something.
It took me a while. The first time I did suck dick. So I sucked dick for the first time at, like, 16. I was in.
Whoa, that's old.
Shut the fuck up.
That's old. That I thought you sucked dick at least 11.
No. Wait. Okay, I'm lying. Maybe I was 15.
When did you eat your first pussy, Tao?
My first pussy I ate was the first pussy I fucked.
Oh,
that's a fact.
That's sweet.
That's a fact.
I feel
so
like you
happy.
Had a few dicks.
Wait, how old were you?
I was so happy to fuck her. Maybe 12, some shit like that.
Oh, that's damn. Early. Yeah, no. I was I believe I was
that's
like
some island shit.
I was a sophomore. I was going into my sophomore year and he was a senior. And we pretty much like were fucked. So he was like, I'm gonna teach you. But the first time that I sucked his dick was in his car.
Who?
Of course.
Don't tell me it was mine.
No, you don't know him. No, he went to another high school.
Oh, it wasn't the man that you fucked when I was in high school?
No,
my fucking boyfriend?
Bitch, I didn't fuck your boyfriend. We never fucked. He took me to Disney World, bitch. We went to Disney.
You fucked anything.
I did not fuck him. Anyways, no.
Your caption on MySpace was, I give the best brain, like I graduated from a good school. When you want to tell me
it
you
was
fucking...
Lil Wayne, bro.
It doesn't matter who
captioned
that shit.
It was Lil Wayne.
He was still a hoe.
Jesus Christ.
Yo, you got boxing gloves in here?
She be mad.
We done fought already.
Bro, we done fought already. That's how we became friends,
see,
actually.
Y'all rolling around in the dirt. Naked. Wheezy titties just hard as a motherfucker. Come on, let's do it.
Oh, my God.
No, my titties, I spent way too much on it to be hard.
Anyways, so I
the best fucking compliment is to just be like, those aren't real?
Yeah.
Like, no, Bobby, they're not.
I mean, you know what's funny? Wheezy said that... She's scared for niggas to come on her face. She don't only like the dudes that she likes it.
But because it could be seen as disrespectful.
First, yeah, well, I was fucking this one chick. She just came over from Snapchat. She just came over in the middle of the night.
Oh, wow. Not from Snapchat.
Damn, this is getting advanced.
Oh, and my God.
I'm wearing her out, and I'm like, yo, I'm gonna come on your face. And she's like, all right, but... She must not have wanted me to. So when I jumped up on the bed to go do it, she turned her head, boy.
And it went
all in the
over
back
you.
Of her hair, son. I'm just splooshing her shit, poo poo. Because now you done. Why would you turn around? I'm trying to do my thing.
I tell him no.
She was like, all right. Well, you know, you're going to say yes if this shit good. You're going to say yes to anything.
No, the fuck you not. Yeah, I love telling dudes they ain't my daddy. No.
That's when you start getting choked the fuck out until you say listen. Yes, you daddy. Nigga would choke shit out you. Yes.
I'm not gonna lie to you. When dudes ain't fucking me right, I don't tell them.
Oh, I don't say shit. But I told you, I'm like
so,
one of those
okay,
honest
yeah. If you're
people,
good and
yeah,
bad,
no,
then you're
that.
Not gonna know. But like, there are sometimes like I have weak ass sex, and they be like, "You like it?" And I'm...
You know what? It's so crazy because I think that's how I know. And I was just telling my friend that, like, if I have on here, I'll sit here and say, I want 3, 4, 5 rounds. Like, I like to go rounds,
me
bitch.
Too.
That's why I like the little young niggas.
Plus, I come really
them
easy.
Them motherfuckers keep going. So,
3 rounds.
I like a lot of rounds. Jeez. So, when I'm with someone and their dick just is not good or it's mediocre.
You told my mom this.
I'm tired. Yeah, and I fucking roll over and I'm not fucking you again.
I've had sex so bad, I think I heard the M11 bus, bro.
No, I don't.
Next thing
no,
you got a dick in your
absolutely
butt.
Not. I can only have anal sex if I'm really, really, really into it. Like, I have to be fully aroused, and I have dick size requirements for anal sex, and I like big monster dicks, so 9 times out of 10, I'm not having anal sex, like,
why?
Because I like really big dicks.
Your shit, you never had a big monster doodle? Like, what's
no,
the difference?
No, it's
never taken a shit as big as the dicks I fucked, no.
No, there's no way I've had it, hell no.
That's why I was late, and I let one out.
Oh my God.
I'm really nervous because you know I'm gonna have anal for the first time this weekend, and this is all like fucking me up.
Bro, this weekend? You're
yeah.
about to?
Yeah, the dude that I'm seeing, I'm going to Venice, and so we are gonna fuck. And I feel like, you know, once you go overseas to get some dick, you're fucking in the ass.
Not only that, he gave her a toy, and she's been putting the toy in her ass.
It's small though.
getting ready for
it's super
interview.
Tiny.
I always tell a chick, walk around, walk, go to work with the butt plug in your ass, take the train, all that shit.
Yo, he got me a Wii Vibe, yes. So he controls it on his phone. And it's so fun.
Oh, yeah, I heard that.
I be in meetings and just, so fun. People fucking up.
Oh, I need that. Send me that. Send me the link for that.
I will. Oh,
yeah, it's really good. So, do you want to go ahead and get into what this episode? This is where we're gonna get the good shit from you too.
Do what you gotta
so
do,
we're baby. Doing.
And then later you're gonna get the horrible,
the horrible decision for this week, guys. We're gonna be talking about first dates, bad first dates, whatever. But this actually stemmed from, if you follow me on Instagram at Full Core Pumps. Yep. If you follow me, I just posted something that kind of stirred some controversy. So I want to get your input on this.
Oh God.
And then if you have a story to tell about a bad first date,
we sounded cool, like such gold digging whores
yesterday. They totally hated us and said this is why you women don't have standards.
But you know what? This was the first time in my life I've ever said something like that out loud and that I could really afford my own shit.
No.
It felt okay to say.
Okay. So this is the prompt, okay? Mm. And I want to know your input on it. So this is the first date, okay? Ladies, he texts you this when you had plans to go out. What's your next text back? This is the text that the guy sent the girl. I honestly would rather cook for you and chill here. I'm broke right now. If I go out tonight, it'll hurt me in the long run tomorrow. If that's cool, let me know what you have a taste for and I'll get on it. Mm. So this is a first date text. Basically, they had plans to go out on a date and he's sitting here before they go on their first date, letting her know that if we go out on a date, it's gonna hurt me. So just go ahead and come over to my crib and I'll cook for you and that'll be the first date. Mm-hmm. Now my response, it asked, ladies, how would you respond to this? And this is why everyone thought we weren't shit.
No, well, let me read what you said. Mandy said,
this is my response.
I feel like if taking me out would truly hurt your pockets that bad, you need to focus on your finances, your career, not me. So good luck with everything. And she put a little
emoji. And
I
pretty much edited that.
Do you think that's rude?
That for me to tell a guy to focus.
I think it's important that you are honest about your feelings. No matter what. And I actually respect homeboy for being real rather than
trying to
penny
pinch all night. It was honest.
But now, we don't know. He could have just closed on a new house. He could have just did anything. He could have just paid
us.
We don't
know.
Why do we respect the fact that he knew he was putting himself out there like that?
Why would you buy a house if you were going to have $100 left, Tahoe? Why would you spend that much of a down payment if you couldn't have $100 left?
What his money is tied up in. He might be getting a $20,000 check on Monday.
But
you don't know.
Why would you even make, you're 42. Why would you make a financial decision that would leave you with nothing? You wouldn't.
You don't know if he left with nothing.
I can't go out to eat. I can't do it.
Going out to eat.
To me, this is very, let me just say, this is not me being.
A lot of people live and check the check out here.
Which is the problem.
I'm not anymore and I don't want to do this.
I'm not in high school.
But this is the thing, right? No. I've been there, dude. I've had to decide, do I want to buy food or laundry detergent? Am I going to rinse my clothes with body wash? I'm not there anymore.
Let me ask you a question.
I don't want to do it anymore.
All right, say you're making six figures. You probably making six figures, right?
Close
you're making
it,
six
yep.
figures. All right, I'm making over six figures.
Okay.
I make over six figures, right? There have been nights when I had $300 in my bank account and I make over six figures.
You shouldn't be spending what you're earning.
There's
I've done
no
it too.
You can't tell me where my money might go here, there, whatever. I got kids, I got twins, I got autism, I got my daughter 16, I got all this different shit going on in my life. I don't have to explain that shit to you now. Whatever is going on, shit might've just hit. You know, automatic payments come out and all this other dumb shit. You'd be like, God damn, I had $2,000 yesterday, now I got 70 cents.
Right.
This shit do happen. Now the nigga hits you up like, oh shit, some shit just happened. I had to take care of it. I'm going to get the bank closed or whatever. I'm going to transfer this or whatever he might be doing. Who knows in life? We don't know.
And see, to me, if you're reaching that level,
I can't.
To me, you shouldn't be focused on dating.
Why not?
Because to me, your life, your priorities are out of, no, it's not being judgy.
It's not being judgy, though. She's right. Look, I made my first 80 before I turned 25. I was like 22 or 23. I spent so fucking much money. I didn't know where I went. I was like, when I saw my W-2, I didn't understand. I was going everywhere. I had to have this. I had to buy this. My house, my rent had to cost this much. I had to go here. I had to buy a bottle so I didn't look like I was bumming off niggas. No. I didn't need to be going out meeting people if I didn't have a dollar. I don't need to be going in the club if I don't have a fucking dollar.
You know women do this every day.
They do, but I'm
not
so that
crazy.
Bitch.
Me neither. And I said it. And I said it
so
to my
So why
friends.
Do women that are of this stature have to feel guilty to not want to go out with a man
with a guy.
That don't have a fucking
and
dollar?
And with a guy. I'm not going to lie.
No, that's what I said. Be honest about how you feel. He was just being honest.
But
I respect both of them.
We sound like we're being judgy because we saying
right
hello.
Now because you worried you making the decisions for his life based on the fact that he told you some honest shit that you could have said no to. You could have said no. All right, cool. I'm gonna see you later.
Which is what I'm saying.
I'm telling you what it is, bitch. If you that type of person, then I'm glad I found out before I spent a fucking dime.
But why is it so shady? Because this is how most men reacted that when we said that.
Most men reacted this way.
Yo, nah, on real shit, you got the right to feel that way. I'm not gonna be mad at you for feeling that way.
But you sound mad right now.
Absolutely not. I'm just adamant.
All right.
I'm super adamant. I know how I would feel in this situation. If I had to tell Shorty that, that means I'm saying, yo, you know what? I fuck with you. I'm going to keep it real with you. But I'm going to do what I can, and then I'm make it up to you later. Most times, if I did that today, I'm taking you on a trip. I'm splurging when I got it. The minute something else come in, I'm going to show you what you did.
Okay, so now, to be fair, this is first date, though. This is not somebody you've been... A lot of men acted like we weren't compassionate enough. Oh, you don't know what he's going through. Same kind of reaction you have. Why do I have to have empathy for somebody that I don't know?
No, this is don't not know somebody... That. I could have been talking for a minute before you go on your first date.
But not only that.
Fair.
Okay, so
I didn't
pause.
Take it that way.
So pause. Aside from finances, right. The second part of it is, mm-hmm. Come to my house, I'm going to cook for you. Mm-hmm. When is it okay for a woman on a first date to go to a man's house?
I super agree with you.
So you agree with that aspect of it?
You know,
like, fuck you cooking.
Because then
the comments were like, well, he's honest and he cooks. Like, my nigga, do niggas not cook anymore? You know what I mean? That's nothing. So
the cooking is not exciting. I think you inviting me to your house is real tacky.
And that's really tacky. And that's the issue that I'm going through right now with Suits. He's sitting here and he's talking, he's vibing. Everything about dating is, well, come over. Come chill. We'll do this. We'll snuggle. My nigga, you ain't even took me out yet. What the fuck you talking about snuggling for? Even though I like cuddling and shit.
I want to tell you about a snap we got from a girl I really appreciate. Okay, so this girl wrote me in. She didn't want to comment on our photo or on our Instagram thing because I guess just had a little too many followers. But her and her man's is both in med school. They both looked at that post and the arguments, and he told her. Then, after 5 years of being together, on our first date, they were in New York. He took her to a museum. They had a picnic, blah, blah.
Free shit.
She thought it was so innovative and creative, and he said, I was so fucking broke.
Yeah.
She never knew. Now they're both about to be doctors. Why do you have to fucking invite me to your house?
There's a lot of free shit to do.
To me, I take that as, you know what, I wanted to fuck you anyway. Might as well get here.
That's it. I want to fuck you. That's it. If you invite a bitch to your house, first date, second date, whatever.
I hate that Netflix shit. I have the TV, bro.
Yeah, no shit. You don't have it.
Last night, I wasn't thinking about fucking her.
And you just had her come over.
Yeah, we had a little summer. It was the day after I had my barbecue, my potluck barbecue.
You had just met her?
Nah.
You knew
her. Okay, see, that's different.
No, but it was basically our first day, yeah.
But have you ever, met a girl, say, Instagram,
Twitter, whatever.
We
chilled, barbecued in the back, listened to motherfucking
But y'all had already chilled.
We did.
So on a first date in which you haven't met someone yet, which is what most people, we get on dating apps.
Yeah, we know
so
each other for a while, so it is different.
I feel like when you invite a girl over to your house on a first date that you're not trying at all.
At all.
I feel like there's no chivalry there.
I agree.
Whatsoever. Like, you just like, meh.
Like, courting doesn't exist anymore in that. There's no effort. Zero effort. Because I've had a lot of guys who will be like, just come over. We're just going to chill.
I've been that nigga, though. I ain't going to lie. That been scared. Like, damn, I got to take Shorty out and I ain't got it. Like, damn, but I want to see her. But I don't want to invite her over. I don't want to do no bum shit. But damn, I want to see Shorty. So I want to ask you, as a guy.
I feel like we all.
Right. As a guy, do you feel the pressure to spend a certain amount of money on a first date? Or do you not think about a museum or Central Park or something like that? Like, do you feel the pressure to spend the $200 date? The black Twitter $200 date,
you know,
argument?
To me, the $200 date, that's a basis. That's basic. Like, that's nothing. But at the end of the day, I'm not a dating expert. So whatever you want to do, let's do it.
What's your last first date's been like? Or what things you suggest?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I think some people don't like dinner. First dates come with talking,
walking.
Absolutely.
Maybe two
don't invite
or three
me to the
parts.
Fucking movies. Don't invite
two
me to the movies.
Two or three parts. Those are the best first dates when it's an experience.
Yeah.
Where it's like, yo, I had so much fun.
Oh, my God. I had that.
Doing
all these things
and walking. Then we went over here. And then we was over there.
Yeah,
we went and got something to eat from here. It could have been a fucking...
My best first date sounds just like that. People like,
awesome.
I'll walk into work and they're like, what happened to you? I'm like, I don't even know what we did last night. Like, oh my God, we were here.
So
right.
Yep.
But at the same time, it doesn't cost a lot of money. So there were also girls in the comments talking about bringing up, like, we were being judged in the comments for what we were saying.
A lot of people said, y'all must not date regular dudes.
It was a regular
dude. Which
I
didn't appreciate. Because I don't think that it takes an athlete or a rapper, which I don't date. So I don't think it takes that for you to be financially stable.
Let me sum it up. The women are saying that they've been raised in a certain way where they expect to be treated a certain way. And it's nothing wrong with that. They have respect for themselves. And I totally understand that. Inviting somebody to your house for a woman, with so many creeps out here with dudes looking at their titties bound to their ass when they walk by. It's just, for a woman to feel comfortable with you, you're supposed to move a certain way.
Do you Absolutely. Have kids?
I have a daughter. I have a 16-year-old daughter. So I have twin boys, yeah.
What advice would you give your daughter if she said that she started dating a dude that was broke like that?
That was broke? I'm going to ask her if she likes him. What is his dreams? What's his ambition? Because a lot of time, you come from a place where you don't have, you know, white people, you know, I hate to bring race into it, but they...
But it's true.
They inherit... No, it is. Legacies, they inherit information, they get credit, they've been raised the same way women have been raised to think about weddings and to be a wife, right. And this and the other,
right.
White people think finance their whole life they've been pushed in a certain direction, and they have uncles that own this Fortune 500 company or this, that, and the other.
Absolutely.
So they're always placed in certain situations. A lot of us black people don't have those type of situations. So if a dude isn't well off or it doesn't have certain by the time he's 21 or 22 or 23 or 24.
But black women that are holding their own.
They're holding their own. They're the leading. They're rising
the
leader as far as careers. But I also want to say, too.
Women are a lot smarter than you.
Black women are the leading entrepreneurs in the country.
Leading entrepreneurs in the country. But this is what I also wanted to say. When it comes to, we're 26 now. We're approaching.
So he's going to be talking about fucking the whole episode.
No. We are. We're going to get there.
You just talked about fucking a girl and her man walked in and y'all turned into a gangbang.
We're going to get back there. Because we going to get.
We did that already.
We're going to get there, though.
You talked about titties,
but first date fucking.
I'm not disappointed. Go ahead.
We're going to get the first date.
But you know, we rarely get a male perspective in here, so we're always just speculating.
So this is what I want to know, too. At 26, if we're dating 31, 28, whatever, that 9-to-5 mentality of just being content with living check to check, is that okay for a woman to accept? You're literally stagnant at this 9-to-5.
$225,000 a year. What if he's looking at being the president of that company?
Hold on, you know what we talk about.
What?
You know what we talk about.
At 31, what's a 9-to-5?
You know what we talk about.
At 31, what's a 9-to-5? What are we talking about? At 31, is he a fucking
Because, see,
janitor?
That's what people call regular. I'm a 9-to-5 too, and it's not there.
Right.
Well,
but
I work a 9-to-5.
But I think when we get the regular comments, it's like.
I think regular. When I hear someone say regular dude, I think 40,000 and under.
Regular dude, I'm thinking cashier at Target.
I think that's what they mean.
Do we know that 40,000 is the base? Like, is the average?
Regular dude to me is just somebody that's not famous.
I was making over 40,000. And bartending, I'm not like, and I live by myself. So to think of someone who has kids and all these other expenses making 40,000, there's no way you should be okay with making 40,000. Like,
Some people is in a really good space. You know what I say? And I always say it: ugly people are way happier than everybody else.
Think that was going to come out of your mouth. You've been spitting this 42-year-old daddy knowledge right now.
They are happier than everybody else. I've seen
Why
it.
Why is your face like that?
Wait. So ugly people are happier than pretty people?
Yo, I've seen ugly couples that don't have a lot. They don't deal with people cheating. They don't deal with none of this shit.
Ugly people cheat too.
Ugly people.
On each other.
Do you know?
No, I'm just saying.
So ugly people live better lives than attractive people.
Yeah. Oh, that's an absolute fact. Attractive people have too many fucking hang-ups. They have too many hang-ups. One of them aware, oh, he don't have this. Oh, I'm not driving that type of car. All this other shit pretty people think about that ugly people don't think about when they're together. I know motherfuckers that disenfranchised, they don't have very much but each other and be in love for 50 years. But raised 6-7 kids. Listen, all their kids become doctors and lawyers and this, that, and the other because they're not distracted by all this other
all
shit.
The hot doctors
all I know
are,
is
yeah,
that
true.
Everybody on the Jerry Springer and Maury show were not good looking.
Fair.
So there's definitely regular, broke, ugly people who fucking cheat.
We don't know. We don't know how much money they had. We don't
I
know.
Will tell you this, just to his point, across the board, the more, I'm not going to say ugly, but the dudes that I've been out with that seem safe aren't the hot ones. They're
exactly. And the niggas getting on them bitches.
I know. Well, like, you know, I like cute. I like cute guys, so it's the worst to deal
the
with.
The ones that
like,
are up your asshole. Men are, the only men that are
choices.
Up my ass is for
it's
two
the
reasons.
It's
They're
choices.
Not that cute, or they just haven't fucked me yet. It's true.
Oh, okay.
Hot dudes will be up your ass. They will thirst for you. They'll do all that shit.
And see, I don't believe that. I think good looking niggas will sit here and be like, bitch, I got all these bitches. They're not finna thirst over no
I got good looking men
pussy.
Do that, but I mean...
That's true too.
How long are you holding the pussy out though?
That's what. So I want to ask you, like, how are you when it comes to fucking women? Or since we're back to first dates, do you fuck on the first date? do you lay the dick down on the first date?
What do you think of bitches
that's
that fuck
not my
her?
Choice though. That's a woman's choice.
Oof. Have you had a woman make that choice?
Of course.
And have you judged her for making
sometimes
that choice?
Sometimes a woman been holding her pussy for so long, linking at you, she just holding that shit with both hands. Nigga, it's goddamn sexy. Fuck. And he keeps saying the right thing. God
right.
Damn, I'm gonna fuck this nigga. I can't. I'm sorry.
Do you judge a girl? Do you judge a girl who lets you fuck on the first night?
I never judge, man, because at the end of the day, I was with my girl, one girl that I was with for 4 years. We fucked the same day
that y'all met.
We fucked the same day.
That's when
met.
That chemistry is crazy.
It's all
the only dude I ever lived with that fucked on the first date.
I remember her talking to her mother in the other room, and I'm wearing her out, and she's looking out the door, and I'm behind the door wearing her out, and she's looking out like, "Yeah, ma, I got you." Yeah, we was together.
So do you have any stories about fucking a girl either first date or whatever, and it went really bad after you fucked or during the fuck, or was there like,
not women that aren't clean or some shit like
it's
that
always,
or some shit like
God,
that.
I was mentioning that a lot.
Well, you don't know from outside.
So we had a show.
This is why you gave us pineapples.
And so you know, right? Yeah, this is why he got us drinking pineapples.
You remember
right
what
now?
My mom said? She's come, like, you girls have to always have pineapple juice.
Wait. So is this? And so we had two guys on here, and this was the main thing that they brought up. And I want to ask you as well.
It can't be that bad.
Is there an issue?
How do you not smell it?
Is there an issue with hygiene with women out here?
I haven't had that issue in a long time.
But
why do you think that is?
There has been.
You think you're more selective? You fucking less thotty bitches?
I made better choices.
Do you think it's a young thing?
In life will always send you shit. That's how life is. I don't give a fuck whether you Halle Berry. I don't give a fuck if you Derek Jeter, right. Tiger Woods. He just got arrested this morning, right?
Tiger Woods
just got arrested DUI this morning at 7:18 in the morning. At 7:18 in the morning.
I know that's right.
So either had a great night
under the influence.
I was gonna say, was he in Vegas? I was definitely
ain't nobody
drinking
until 7 a.m. You were coking.
My point in that is this: life will send you shit. You will not be prepared for life. Life has something for you, no matter where you are in life. But it's always about the choices that you make after it sends you whatever it got for you. So you fucking with these niggas that's treating you this way, we were just talking about it, that's
right.
Your choices.
Right.
That's not the fact that they that way. It's the fact that you chose them and you didn't curve them or you didn't straighten them out when they started showing you these signs.
Oh, I'm straightening these niggas out. Chill out. I'm straightening these niggas out.
That's right. No, but yo, because we all learn from shit.
No, for
sure.
So
them niggas, you can fuck around and change this nigga life, change the way he deal with motherfuckers because of shit that you say to him, the way you school him. Woman, y'all supposed to be smart.
You know what? To be fair, I'm not calling you out with this, but I only want to do it because—
About who? Who you bringing up?
I want to talk about it because I know you like him as conflicting. And I think it's a good point.
This is not supposed to be a Mandy intervention.
The dude suits. Okay?
Suits,
you are so fucking annoyed with how he keeps inviting you to his house.
Mandy got titties on the table. She just sits
them
on
the
table.
Shit like that. Why don't you ask Tahoe from what you did in the beginning, how it's perceived? Why do you think he keeps inviting you to the house? Because I know why.
Well, so this is the thing with me, though. And first off, it's really complicated even at this point. Right now, we have a fucking podcast. Like, to where when I met this one guy, this other guy, he was like, shit, I know stuff about you now that I probably shouldn't have known in the first 4 hours of meeting you. And now I do because he listened to the show.
I hate that.
I hate it, too. However,
it's so fucking creepy.
Right. But the shit that we listen to, once they know the Instagram, they click on the link. They see we have fucking bananas in our mouth like we're sucking dick. Like, it's that point. But I'm also someone with anyone that I meet first. I'm real, real, real big on sexual chemistry. So we met probably by the second day of us talking. We were sending videos. We were, you know, my archive. He ain't getting nothing special, bitch. He got the same shit all the other niggas get. But I don't give a fuck. He ain't getting nothing special. So we, you know, we're making sure we connect in that way. And so she's saying, well, bitch, you done sent him videos. Of course he gonna wanna fuck. But what I'm trying to tell her is, niggas gonna wanna fuck me off for it, period. They do.
You think
they
it's because of how you look.
They
it don't
do.
Matter, bro.
No,
just
you don't understand. You do. You not, bitch, you don't live my life. Like, it is. And at the end of the day, I don't mind a guy wanting to fuck. Because, bitch, if I'm attracted to you, I'm gonna fuck you back. Like, I'm gonna fuck the shit out
the
of you.
The way that people, so when I tried to fight that I wasn't promiscuous, that's how people gonna fight you.
No,
what
but,
you talking about?
No, but
you're
I don't
sending
give a fuck.
Him your pussy. Why is he gonna try to take you out now?
What do you mean? I don't see why he wouldn't. Regardless, we're gonna fuck.
I don't know. What do you think, Tahoe?
Like, please tell me. So if you meet a woman, y'all are vibing, y'all get into the sex talk. Mind you, he's bringing up the fucking podcast. We're vibing. He sends me stuff. I send him stuff. It's still, to me, that's still a getting to know each other.
You could bring up a bitch's model photos and she still don't have to send you the nipple ones. Like, just because that's your job don't mean that that's what I got to be with you.
Bro, he ain't getting the pussy till 3 days later.
Okay.
He got the
But he got it before he met you.
Three days later. I mean,
dude.
But we were talking about freak nights and shit, and I told him, because then I curbed him, because I was like, listen, we probably met at a bad time. I ain't getting no dick. I was horny, so we was talking about that, and that's where it went. Like, what? I'm a very sexual person.
Be very aware of the signs that you're sending people. I think that you should be very aware of it and controlling it. You have the fact that he's talking to you, and your show is about sex, that meant something. That wasn't something that you should ignore. So you continuing that path, instead of redirecting his attention somewhere else, which should have been your brain.
We did do that. But it got back to the sex. But we redirected it.
He was directing his shit a certain place. He was like, yo, listen, I want to fuck you. And you was like, yeah, but I'm a nice girl. He's like, yeah, that's cool, but I want to fuck. And you was like, all right, look, let me send you this picture to shut you up. And he's like, yeah, I'm going to send you one too. And next thing you send one, next thing you know, you got dick in your mouth and you don't know how that happened. He's like, yo, nigga was telling you the whole time he was trying to put his dick in your mouth, but you wasn't listening.
Because right. That's the goal already. So I feel like they're going to try to play as much as they can to get the pussy. And then, hey, by the second or third day, they're like, oh, I do like her. And I want to fuck her too. Mm-hmm. But if you lay it out too quick, I feel like, what's the point in getting to know you? Mm-hmm. Every first date I go on, I know they want to fuck me. Once they sit down for me for a little bit, and they'd be like, oh, wow, you have a job. Oh, shit. You can spell words. Right. Then it starts to become another interest, because it's already this, like, shallow way of meeting. You're swiping me left and right.
Right.
I swipe right because I want to fuck you, too, not because you look like you know about.
Let me ask y'all a question. Do y'all think that that's all niggas think about is sex?
Yes.
No, but I think it depends on who you's the female.
What does that mean?
I think it depends on... How
it doesn't depend on the female. Fuck that. It depends on where they are.
I think it does.
It depends on where they are.
I know for a fact, depending on the setting, they think about fucking me or not.
You fucking had a fucking Tinder page. Hey, we're trying to meet a three.
Right. Like, I was looking for
so
sex
exactly
on that one.
My point.
Now, look, on Bumble, I'm me all at work, super sweet girl, no pictures, like even cleavage.
But that's
on Tinder.
But totally, it's, but it's like who you show. There. So at the end of the day, if you're,
I think it depends on, yeah.
No, it depends on the man. So it depends on the man and where he is in life. Because a guy could sit here and be like,
okay, fair.
No, because a guy could sit here and genuinely be looking to get to know somebody. We're on these apps, Tinder, bitch, of course I found out later, it's an app to meet people to fuck. That's what the fuck Tinder is for. So when you're sitting here putting yourself on an app like that, there's plenty of guys.
So then why do you think you got mad about the suits dude, if that's where you met him?
Because I'm on Tinder for another reason. And I listen, and it is. I know what it's for, but people are on there also to date.
Me
and
too.
I've said this often. I said this, I think, on our first episode. I'm on Tinder because it's an app where I can show off I work in finance. I'm a regular girl. I can't perceive that on Twitter or Instagram. So I don't want to meet or date people off Twitter or Instagram where they see me as a
sex
podcast.
Wait, how did he know about the podcast?
Because he ended up finding me on fucking Instagram. Like, within the first, I found his. That's how I knew he did what he did. I don't want to make it seem like people can figure out who the fuck he is. But that's what it was. And then it's just, once the Instagram is given, oh, you have X amount of followers. Oh, you have fucking banana in your mouth. That's fucking nice. And whore all over the fucking page. So it's, like, becoming to where dating now is becoming really, 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 really hard. So you, I want to ask you this question. Coming from a man, and I think we may have asked us too.
Instagram
model?
If
you were to eat... No, bitch, I'm not an Instagram model. But if you were to meet one of us, we clearly promote our podcast. If you see a girl with a sex podcast with whore in the thing, how would you perceive us without having met us? Without having... Like, is there a... You know what I mean?
Do it that as a whore? Nah, I mean, I got to listen to the show. I got to listen
to
the show.
Oh, God, that doesn't help either. Jesus
Christ. Do you
think
you're saying that because... You have one now?
No, because I know I've been a social media personality for years. And what
do you get judged by women?
What people perceive from me, I mean, from my tweets, my Facebook status, whatever, is like, yo, this nigga's wild.
Right,
you are. But then they go out with me, and I've had a chick from there say, yo, you're like shy, or like you're like very toned down. And I'm like, what do you think? I was just going to be like 140 characters all night. I'm a regular dude that is so intelligent that I know how to be ignorant. I know how to say ignorant shit. I'm very good at it. I've been practicing for a long time. I say shit, but I am not who my at is. I am not just Tahoe TV.
I don't even know how to explain those things sometimes.
I say that all the time.
I am more than that. But these things, if I say that shit on Twitter, you're not going to get no retweets. Nobody cares about that. Nobody's giving
a fuck. So you say shit for the retweets.
I am a troll. I like controlling the content. I like controlling people's reactions. I like controlling the wave. So I
heard you're trolling your show.
No, people. Yeah, no. He's fuck with you. He's so good, guys. If you have not listened to the So Shameless podcast, like, yeah. I think I actually tuned in, and of course I tuned in for Cuddy, but I like fell in love with you because you're so fucking opinionated. I love it.
You're pretty hot, too.
Yeah, actually, I didn't know you were this hot. I'm not even gonna lie to you.
I didn't either. I'm like, how did I see?
This is you.
Honestly, hello? When you walked in, I was a little confused. I'm like, is this somebody she's talking
about? I might have 2 mouths on my dick pretty soon.
Oh my God, no.
This is very good.
You know the banana cover art, I guess.
Yeah. So I do want to say, this is before we close out, because this is what I chose our last kink of the week on. Mm. You were talking about snowballing. Or you didn't know what it was, I believe. Right, what were you talking about?
Let's go with it.
Spitters? You were talking about not knowing what it is when you spit, I think, come in the mouth. Like, and I told you it was snowballing. You were like, yes, snowballing. So
spit in the mouth? No, I think snowballing is when two women, one
spits. See, here we go with the women. This is what she said. Right? Correct him real quick. Correct him.
So two women that are doing that is a cum swap thing.
That's
right,
a cum
but
swap.
Snowballing is a specific thing when a man takes his own semen and puts it in someone else's mouth.
Or say you were to come into my mouth and then I would kiss you right after with the cum still in my mouth.
It doesn't necessarily have to be like the porn dropping.
Look at his face.
But so, you had girls suck your dick and then you kiss them.
But see, this is the thing. You were tweeting it and I don't think you realized what it was.
What is it about the semen that freaks you out?
I'm lactose intolerant.
No, get the fuck out of here.
I cannot stand you right now.
Anything creamy, like, I don't do too much.
Creamy?
Ranches.
Creamy. So you don't do blue cheese? You don't do Alfredo sauce?
Nothing like that. It just makes me really queasy.
So let me ask you this question, because this is real quick, and before we close out. So guys will sit here and finger a girl, right? You'll finger a bitch and then put your fingers in her mouth, right?
And put it in my mouth, too.
You want a bitch. A bitch is okay with tasting her own cum. Why is it? Because I'm not gonna lie.
Because y'all don't have sperm.
Fuck that. The last episode,
I showed a video. I made a guy
send me a video of him shooting in his own mouth, and I thought it was super fucking hot.
It was.
But yeah, it super was. So why is it different for a guy
really
to taste their own?
I think that's my time. Everybody tune in. It's so shameless. Look, I love horrible
he's
decisions.
He's not here for the shit. I'm gonna need you to know what you're tweeting about then. Right. If you're gonna talk about snowballing,
I ask questions.
Oh, okay.
I ask really well-placed questions for people to come and give me information and to create, you know.
Let me ask you a question. So, any celebrity that you could think of, who would you want to fuck if you could?
Damn. Bitch, Rihanna, baby.
Rihanna. I was about
now,
to say that.
Rihanna looked like a freak, nasty motherfucking bitch. And if I she swear. Told you, you came up to her in the club, she's like, look, the only way I'm going to fuck you tonight is if you
come
in my mouth and I get to kiss you. What are you doing? I'm saying,
you not fucking Rihanna because she want a snowball. You thinking real hard. You thinking real hard.
I don't know,
dude. You better fucking do it. You stupid. It's your cum. It's not another. It's you. It's only y'all in the room, and you telling me Rihanna.
It's not only us.
Don't fucking ruin
it's
this moment,
mad
dude.
Other bitches in here.
Yeah, wait. So you're giving up on Rihanna because she want a snowball.
I don't want my own cum in my
It's just
mouth.
A kiss. Like, it's not that big of a deal. You get hold on, you telling me you've never fucked a bitch?
You see what she did to Chris Brown. If she spits it on me and I try to kiss her, like, I might wear out. I might lose my mind in there and just wake up like
wait,
in her
that
blood.
That would freak
like,
you
like,
out wait, that much. You're telling us. Have you ever thrown a girl with a messy face full of spit and kissed her?
Yes.
And you still have a complex about
yeah,
your
like,
own
as a matter of fact,
do you not believe you have pre-cum?
She was sucking my shit the other
pre-cum,
day
pre-cum, bro.
And
yeah.
jumped on top of me. I can't see it. Just jumped on top of me and her face was wild crazy.
Yeah, that shit's
and,
hot. And
in
it
the
drips.
Middle of her ride on me, I wiped her mouth.
Oh my
just,
God.
I can't do the visual, the whole. I just in the middle of a ride, I was like, come here, baby. Here.
I ain't gonna lie, I like when dudes kiss me after all that shit. When they
oh,
have
I
their hand
it.
On the back of my, like,
I
my
like
hand.
When I'm down there licking
and
the balls.
And
they
kiss
me. I do that too.
I just licked
but
your balls.
But the spunk,
and kiss.
That the push spunk? All over the place, like, first of all.
So it's a no for Rihanna. I just want you to confirm. It's a no.
It's a no if she want a snowball.
I don't know, bro. I think you look at Rihanna in the face.
You wait, producer, you saying no if Rihanna want a snowball? Get
what?
The fuck out of here. Snowballing is not that popping.
Damn. Bernice?
You would snowball Bernice. Wait, Bernice over Rihanna? You tripping.
Wow.
I said, Rihanna
first. A star tender over a fucking international pop star?
Did you just say a star tender?
That makes me a groupie. You, the way you looking at it makes me a groupie. I'm looking at the way they look. I don't give a fuck who they are, what
Rihanna,
they do, all that other shit. I'm talking about sexy.
Nah, Rihanna's sexy Rihanna as fuck.
Sexy. Rihanna she is natural. Sexy. The way she talks, the way she acts, the way she moves just make you want to fuck her in the butt. It just makes me want to stick my in her butt.
Oh,
you feel me?
Okay, oh, okay. Love- what if it's not like, what if you came in a pussy and she wanted you to eat it? What if it was something like that?
Is oh,
that
the cream pie. Cream pie. You talked about cream pie on your Twitter too.
I think that's what we was talking about.
I think cream pie. You talked about
it. Would you
go
down on a chick after you blew in her joint?
And then she pushing the nut out. Because niggas like to see, like, I got a guy, when we anal fuck, he likes to come in my ass
by
and watch
time,
me push
I
it out.
I already did what I had to do, so you ain't forcing me down there right now.
So you think you're more of a...
I already beat.
So you're not as that much of a pleaser then?
I'm super pleaser.
What if
I don't
pleases
care.
The girl?
I'm not gonna
so what
nut
the fuck you saying,
until,
bro?
I'm not going to nut until she nut, but by then, we both are good. We both good.
Are we? Because when you come in my pussy, I didn't know that I came too.
I know that's right.
I'm going to tell you a fact. I cannot climax unless you climax.
I know
or
that's
you
right.
Are,
me neither.
I can't. It's
that
not going to happen.
That sounds good. That sounds good.
It's not going to happen.
Well, I want to let you
I'm
know.
I'm kind of sad.
I want to let you know. We squeezed
that.
This segment in there because I know we're fucking filthy and you weren't ready. And then we took it to dating and first dates and shit.
I haven't done before. I was waiting. I was expecting
damn.
More.
No, because we already talked about pegging. We know you didn't do that shit.
Snowballing cream pies. I feel like
snowballing cream pies. You weren't ready. You just said,
hold on, I got one more. I just need to know.
One more.
I'm sorry.
Come on, let's come with it.
What about if it was Rihanna? This has nothing to do with your own semen. Mm-hmm. And this is like a fetish a lot of women have had, or a lot of men have too.
I don't know where she's
like
going
that.
With this, by the way.
What if she just wanted to see you put her panties on?
See me put her panties on?
Yeah.
I'm gonna smack the shit out of
her. Wait, so you're not putting her panties on?
That's
what
not
is,
even.
What is sexy about that to you?
A lot of women like
that
control
shit,
thing.
Yo, I ain't gonna lie to you. I am a sapiosexual. I like the way people think. Now, if you come at me with that, I'm
first
turned
of all,
off. I don't understand.
That's too
what's
judgy.
Wrong with
a lot
you?
Of women.
Why,
would you
really
want me
judgy.
To put your panties
because
on?
Because a lot of women want to dominate and feel like you don't
then
know
you
what
go
to.
Go find some
look,
weirdo
that's
Wall
a kink
Street
of her.
Nigga to go do some shit like that.
Okay, so
not me for Notion and fucking Avenue. I got 200 packs in my pocket. I go knock these shits off right now. You want me to go put some panties on?
Listen, a lot of women have a fetish of dominating like that. So if you knew your chance to fucking this girl that you like, Rihanna.
I ain't going
to
turn me off.
Okay.
I got to connect with you.
You had to pick
that's
one.
That's a fact. You want
to
know what? When I'm going to tell y'all some real shit. I never said nothing to nobody. NDR, I did buy a pussy. I did not enjoy it. Because I was not attracted to them women in that way mentally for me to be able to have that connection. I like kissing. I like boo loving. Like, that's my thing. Not
yeah,
only do I like fucking, hot. But part of it is this connection that you have. So when I bought this shit, I wasn't really able to enjoy it the way I wanted to because I didn't fuck with them like
when's
that.
When's the last time that you can remember you did something sexually that was more for her than you? And you, especially when you're connected to someone, I've definitely, not that
everything
I've never.
Everything I do sexually is more for her than me.
See, that's
something
why.
That you didn't enjoy as much.
I had someone ask me about the pegging. They didn't know how that turned me on. And I was like, my pussy be so wet when I could play with a nigga ass. My pussy creams wave. And so he's like, well, how does that enjoy you? And I was like, I don't know, but my fucking pussy get wet. Like, and it turns me on to be.
So do you fuck women?
So the come in the eye thing.
Yeah, I fuck
women. A girl wanted you to come in the eye.
You
so
fucking
women.
Woman doesn't
ironically,
do enough for you.
Ironically, when I fuck women, I've only fucked women and they've pegged me. But I've pegged guys. I have yet to peg a girl. They do the pegging with me. It's
what?
So weird. It's completely
I'm
opposite.
I'm the opposite. I've never had a girl fuck me with a strap on.
I've had quite a few. I can't even count the number, but
I'm about to go home and jerk off. I can tell. Middle of the day. It's
well,
only
I'm
about
glad
3 o'clock
it took a
right
turn.
Now. I'm about to just go
I'm glad we turned it into this nasty thing that you wanted so bad. But
I like it.
We're going to go ahead and close out this episode of Horrible Decisions.
This is shameless and horrible.
I feel like this is so shameless and horrible all
right?
at once. I feel like we will probably need to bring you back on because I think we need to get a little bit more touchy. And because you're so fine, I think we need to see you again. I'm not even going to lie.
I like the word touchy.
Did you know, I just want to know, Tom, did you notice that Mandy's not wearing bra or panties?
You're not.
Yeah, shit is dead on the
shut
table.
Up.
Like,
can you just pull them shits out real quick?
No, I'm not going to pull my titties out.
I didn't expect you to be pussy about it. I thought you was going to be about
it.
Oh,
I love this.
What is this? Reverse psychology?
This is awesome.
No.
I agree.
Yeah, she moved the fucking pineapple out the
bottom.
Dude,
I took my
job
from Vegas
out.
And you guys are playing with me.
Yo, you
no,
mind if
you're
I touch
gonna be
that
judgy. Okay, here's a titty. Damn. I really just pulled out my titty.
My man.
Here's
my
titty.
That is a fat ass titty. God Damn.
Anyways, guys.
No, wait. Take both of them.
No, I'm not taking
one
both
titty
out.
Is not.
No,
one
titty you said wait, a titty out.
He said a titty.
She gave you
out,
titty.
I gave you a titty.
Both of them out and hold them in your hands like this. Let me see.
See, this is why I don't send pictures. Niggas get the pussy. Then they, can I see the ass?
I don't want to
see the
titty.
Niggas are never happy. Niggas are never happy.
He's really cute. You haven't been fucked in a while.
He is really cute. I know. And I didn't even get dick in Vegas. So anyways, we're going to go ahead. Tahoe, where can
they
find
you? Where you at, Tahoe?
Tahoe, where can they find you?
Yo, Mandy nipples getting hard. Look.
They are hard.
I done got all four of these bitches' nipples tighter than this motherfucker.
All four
titties hard.
I hate you.
Shout out to Tahoe, So Shameless, and Pineapple Express BK.
Okay, and where can they find you on Twitter and Instagram?
My Twitter is Reality Bites with two Y's.
That's
Reality
you.
Bites, two Y's.
Reality Bites. I don't have Twitter, but she screenshots stuff.
On Instagram and Snapchat, I'm Tahoe TV. I'm somewhat of a character, so, you know.
He's much of a character. If
well,
you guys,
got a tit to come out,
if you
so.
Guys love our show and you guys love Cuddy, this is Cuddy's co-host, so please tune into So Shameless Podcast.
I'm about to go wear her ass out tonight. Oh, we going to get into it tonight, baby.
Oh, you record tonight.
Yeah.
So okay, I was going to turn on. I was like, are you?
I was like, oh, shit, that's what y'all on? Oh, is it a couples podcast? And I'm just like,
Okay,
well, guys, you are more than welcome to catch me on Instagram at Full Core Pumps. And be sure to follow also our Horrible Decisions podcast, Instagram at Horrible Decisions. Weezy, where can they find you?
She's such a fucking bitch. What? She does the whole spiel. I'm just like, oh, Weezy WTF. Yeah.
Weezy WTF.
Follow me. Maybe I'll have 5,200 this time.
This has been another episode of Horrible Decisions. Thank you, guys.
Oh, my God. That was hilarious. I didn't think you